A local speed skater recently competed in a winter competition in Europe. Longtime Smithers resident, Crown prosecutor and skater Sandy McDonnell competed in the 100-kilometer speed skating race at the 2024 Alternative Elfstädtentakt, Alternative 11 Cities Tour, in Austria on January 30. McDonnell completed the race in 5 hours and 47 minutes, placing him in the top 40% of all male skaters in the 100-kilometer event. The Elfstädtentakt is a skating competition held every year in the winter on a high-altitude lake in Weissensee, in Carinthia, Austria, and serves as an alternative to the 11 Cities Tour, which cannot be held every year in the Netherlands due to the Dutch climate. The traditional race is 200 kilometers and passes through the canals of Friesland, a province in the Netherlands. Speed skating events are held over 2 weeks and include four combined 100 and 200 kilometers races, as well as a 200 kilometers open championship. According to McDonnell, it was a family member who first introduced him to the Austrian event. The Elfstädtentakt, 11 Cities Tour, was brought to my attention by my late Dutch father-in-law, Henk, who used to skate for hours on the ovals on our lake in Smithers, he said. Once he became aware of the event, McDonnell dreamt of being a part of it, but the timing was just never right. Many years ago, I began dreaming of skating the Alternative Elfstädtentakt, but was scuppered by such things as a judge scheduling a murder trial over the dates of it, COVID, and, last year, a kidney stone, he explained. This year, McDonnell finally got his chance. He says a lot of preparation was required, not all of which went perfectly, but undaunted, he traveled to Lake Weissensee with his support team, his wife, Karen Blau. His speed skates and headlamp were both purchased locally in Smithers. McDonnell registered for the 100-kilometer race alongside 241 other skaters, many of whom were from the Netherlands. McDonnell was one of just 6 Canadians in the field. Approximately another 750 skaters participated in the 200-kilometer race, and they started an hour earlier at 7 a.m. Top racers averaged over 35 kilometers per hour for 200 kilometers, while avoiding large cracks in the lake ice. I learned that skating in front is fun, but skating in the back, riding the draft, is smarter, McDonnell recalled. One way or the other, I made it to the end, in reasonable time. At 66 years of age, McDonnell is hopeful for a return to the Elfstädtentakt next year, this time, in the 200 kilometers race. Skaters have 12 hours to complete it, starting an hour before sunrise. We will see if I am up to it, at my age, he said. I received some encouragement from the Dutch fellow who finished just behind me in the 100-kilometer race, meaning he skated faster than 60% of the male skaters in that race. He is 79. Sue Harrison has known McDonnell for over 20 years, ever since he moved to Seymour Lake, and says that Smithers offers a unique skating experience, one that wouldn't be possible without McDonnell's help and commitment to the community. For those of us who live on the lake, the early deep freeze allows us to skate the whole lake if we're lucky, Harrison said. We all discovered blades which attach to cross-country ski boots and make the skating a glorious experience. Sandy has been a huge fan of the blades and has always skated whenever possible. Harrison also notes that when the snow piled up on the lake, McDonnell was the one who plowed paths around the lake, which allowed skaters to enjoy a good and long skating experience. He would plow first thing in the morning, during the day and last thing at night, she said. He's done this for years. Harrison says that McDonnell has spent hours skating his paths around the lake as he trained for the Elfstädtentakt, and points out his distinct skating style. Hands at his back, torso slightly bent forward and a long glide with each push off the ice. Sandy is very dedicated, Harrison said. There are many of us who appreciate his long hours on the lake. McDonnell's neighbor, Robbie McKnight, has lived on Seymour Lake for 43 years, and shares similar memories of McDonnell's dedication to skating and the community. Last February, Sandy helped organize a speed skating clinic on the lake, he recalled. I am seeing a lot more speed skaters this year, along with hockey players, mom skaters pushing baby buggies, young couples, dog skaters, walkers. It is great. McKnight also says McDonnell has been committed to his training, as he was practicing several times a day no matter what the weather, but his commitment to the community has been even greater. Best of all, he, along with Harvey Tremblay and Donnie Olton, have spent hours creating and maintaining skating tracks that our whole community has access to, McKnight said. They are true champions.